morning, church family. It's great to meet this way, and we are in day six of our lockdown devotions as we study the book of 1 Timothy. The passage that we're going to look at this morning comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 to 15, where Paul really addresses the woman within the church and their behavior and the way that they dressed, and also how they didn't submit to the authority within the church. But I just want to read the passage. He says, likewise, also the women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold and pearls or costly attire, but with what is proper for women who profess godliness with good works. Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Yet she will be saved through childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control. Our family love watching the program American Idols. We just love watching the singing contest, and it's just really amazing to hear the different voices and how God has made people so uniquely and so diverse, and we just love watching that. But we have picked up, and maybe you've picked that up as well, how so many contestants now have to try and do things to draw the attention of the judges. So one of the things that they do is they really dress to impress, or they dress outrageously to get the attention of the judges. Now, this same worldly thinking, this kind of behavior started to also creep into the church in Ephesus. And Paul writes to Timothy that he needs to address and confront some of the problems within the church. You see, the first problem that the woman faced, or one of the things that the woman did, was they really dressed to impress. They went over the top. They tried to draw attention to themselves through the way that they dressed and through the way that they did their hair. And what they did was they wanted to draw attention to themselves, to their beauty, and also to their wealth. And what they were doing is they were really drawing the attention away within the worship service from the one that the focus should be on, and that is Jesus Christ himself. These women also caused many others to stumble. They caused men to stumble, as men were drawn to these women and they were tempted sexually. These women also caused other women to stumble as they envied them. So that was one of the problems that they faced. The second problem that these women had was they desired to teach within the worship service. They desired for that position of elder, pastor, that leading teaching role that was reserved for the men within the church. And that role was given for men just because of God's design, because of God's created order. And so Paul addresses some of these two issues specifically. So we must remember that God values women, and Jesus, if you see how he deals with women in the New Testament, how he loved women and how he went against the culture, and even how the New Testament went against the culture and really respected and loved and honored the woman, even within the church, and how it was countercultural. But we also see the different roles that women have. Men and women are made equal, but they are different. Maybe just a word of encouragement to our women. We definitely love you and want to honor you. One thing that I do want to say, and I think the problem was in this church, was that the women in the church had an identity problem. You see, they were looking to find their identity, their worth, and their value in what other people said about them, how they looked. They were looking for the praises of people. They were even looking to find their identity and their worth and their value in a position that was not theirs, that was reserved for the men. And so So I just want to share with you that, close it with the good news of the gospel, that because of the gospel, because of what Jesus says about you, you are accepted, you are loved, And there's nothing that you have to do to earn his favor. You are already loved. And that's your new identity that you have in the gospel. We love you and we appreciate the woman within the church. And we thank God for you.